Hello and welcome to the Sleep Meditation for Women podcast. I'm Katie Kremitzos. I'm the creator of the Women's Meditation Network and your guide here. I am so deeply honored that you took the time to be here with me tonight. This episode is made possible thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. And after a message from them, we'll begin tonight's meditation. If you would like to listen ad-free, become a premium member by following the link in the show notes. If you're looking for an easy way to earn some extra money, then becoming an Airbnb host might be for you. Since 2008, I've owned a long-term rental. And as my entrepreneurial endeavors have gone up and down in their seasons, this income has been the easiest, most steady stream of revenue I've had. Recently, I've reworked a budget to see what the income possibilities would be if I became an Airbnb host and realized that I have even more income potential as a host right under my nose. And I'd love to give others the experience I get as a regular Airbnb guest. The great thing about Airbnb is that you don't even have to have a separate property to rent out. You could rent out rooms in your current home or even rent out your entire place when you're not there. Imagine getting paid while you're away on vacation or traveling for work. Airbnb makes it so easy. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. They are born in the shadows, deep in the cracks of your mind, your ego pushes them through, past the fortresses of commitments, sidestepping self-awareness and bringing them to the front of your thoughts. They burst like bubbles in the summer wind, splashing their venom all over, unleashing their words of blame and shame to roam free in your mind, to poison your body. It's okay, sweet one. You haven't done anything wrong. You are not weak because of this. Nor are you the person this blame and shame paint you to be. You are simply poisoned by their words and their meanings as they infect your thoughts and spread their darkness throughout you. But they do not have to overpower you. They do not need to stay. Because when you recognize that blame and shame are not you, that they are simply a manifestation of your ego, who is full of fear, you can choose to extract them from you and let them go. So bring yourself inside, letting your awareness land on the movement of your breathing. Follow its circular rhythms in and out, expanding your breath a bit with every inhale and releasing it further with every exhale. Breathe. Come deep into your body now and see if you can focus in on where blame and shame are living. Where are their judgments causing pain? Where are their words covering you, suffocating you? Where have you forgotten who you truly are? Let your attention you shine onto them. Force them to come out of the shadows. just this brave act of awareness weakens them. Now, see if you can imagine that loving exhale of your breath. Gather them up one by one and carry them out of your body and out of your mind. Watch them dissolve once they're gone. Once you've let blame and shame go, they have no power over you. Let them go with every breath out. Let them go. Let them go. Now, feel into yourself once again, coming deep into you. Notice the absence of pain and shame, and honor the freedom to be you, to love you to live you. Namaste, beautiful.